Amen. Though I be the speaker, I pray that the Lord will speak to your hearts today. You will find the reading in the sheet, and it's from one of the prophets called Micah, and it's in chapter 5, and the heading is A Promised Ruler from Bethlehem. Marshal your troops now, city of troops, for a siege is laid against us. They will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek with a rod, speaking about the coming judgment to Judah and the awful humility of being slapped in the face from the Assyrians. And then there's a light shining. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord and in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. And he will be our peace when the Assyrians invade our land and march through our fortresses. There is a light in this dark world. We have just read Micah chapter 5. Last Tuesday, Dominic took us through chapter 4, showing that the one born in Bethlehem will establish a new covenant. The one born in Bethlehem, a new kingdom. And it was born out of the one who hung on that cross and rose again. And out of that travail, a new kingdom was born. A king, a prince, a kingdom of peace. No longer weapons of war. His subjects would be weapons of peace and love. And this week, I want you and me to step back a bit to look at this prophecy of Micah, of the dark days that was to come to the kingdom of Judah. Judgment. Marshal your troops now, Bethlehem, city of troops, for a siege is being laid against us. And so closing in on our borders, the might of Assyria, awesome in their power. This was, my friends, a no-hope situation. Judah was weak. Judah could say, but hasn't God already given us miraculous victories? We can think of the history of David in the past over the surrounding nations. But Micah tells us, the problem, my friends, is not the Assyrian armies. Why judgment? Because at the heart of Judah lay corruption. There was no justice. Worship of foreign gods, worship of the gods from the surrounding nations. Defrauding God of the right worship and offerings. Offering unto God the harmed, the lame, lambs for an offering. Can you understand how God felt when he came up with secondhand stuff to their God? Yes, the poor, the widows, the orphans were denied help, trodden on. False social injustice, false hope. False hope coming from the very prophets themselves. Do not worry. It's okay. God Jehovah will help you. You know, you people, don't be worried about this Assyrians. God will protect his covenant people. He would be ashamed of himself if he allowed his people to be broken in and defeated and thrashed. And so the word of the Lord came to Micah, as I read in chapter 5, verse 1. Why, O God, were you going to do this to your covenant people? Well, I'll tell you why, because they were well warned in Deuteronomy. Do this and you will live. But if you don't do this, you'll be cast out of your country. Do this and you will live. They were well warned in Deuteronomy. Yes, I, the Lord Almighty, I have seen your iniquity. I am bringing awful judgment on you, Judah. I will punish you within an inch of your lives. Judgment will fall. God will keep his word. But in the face of such darkness, suffering, scorn, defeat, the nation raped and abused by the Syrian armies, in the darkest hour, through Micah, gives them hope. There is a light. There is a light to begin shining in Bethlehem. God has dealt with them. They have been punished for their sins. And now, as we have read, a hope that changes everything. Everything. A promise. The greatest possible promise. There is a ruler to be born in Bethlehem. And you can imagine how Micah, seeing all this desolation, he gets this prophecy that there'll be one born in Bethlehem. Can you imagine how Micah must have felt in the midst of such desolation, in the darkness? A light begins to shine. A righteous ruler is going to be born, a true shepherd. Look at what it says. Who is this ruler? It says, whose origin is from old, from ancient days, or from eternal days. We could profitably search the scriptures, but time forbids us. Paul, writing to the Colossians in 1:15, says, He, Jesus Christ, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. He, this ruler, whose origin is from old, from ancient days, from eternal days. Firstborn of all creation. Think of that. That is astonishing. That when Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, He had already been in eternity with the Father and the Holy Spirit, that family of God. Wonderful, eternal, ruler of the universe. Think of that. Think of the fuss there's been over the landing on this comet. Think of the fuss has been. I mean, he's been brilliant. This may shock you. Jesus saw it all. Can you imagine? Some people will laugh us to scorn. He's omnipotent. God is everlasting in Jesus Christ. He sees all things. Secondly, as you want, look at verse 4. He will shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord and in the majesty of his name. I have been struck with these words of this ruler, of this shepherd. I have been struck with this, really struck. He will shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord and in the majesty of his name. Think of it, the name of God, El Shaddai, God Almighty, Elohim, the strong one, El Elyon, the most high God, Yahweh Yireh, the Lord will provide. Yahweh Nissi, the Lord is my banner. These are the names of the majesty of our God. Yahweh Shalom, well, that is the Lord is peace. Points to the Lord as a means of our grace and rest. Yahweh Shalom, Yahweh Sabaoth, Lord of hosts, portraying our God in all his majesty as a military figure. Yahweh Roi, the Lord is my shepherd. Adonai, the majesty of the Almighty God, master, owner, and it stresses man's relationship to God, his master, authority, Elohim. And when I read over these names that speak of the Almighty God, here in the majesty of his name, he will shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord and in the majesty of his name. That wonderful theologian in the coming Reformation, John Calvin, he was struck with this name, the majesty. We have a king sufficiently powerful who has undertaken to defend us in the majesty of his name, to whose protection this ruler, the Father, has committed us. Since then we have been delivered to Christ's care. There is no cause why we should doubt respecting our Savior, the Lord, the majesty of his name. Oh, don't we thank the Lord in these awful days that we have this Savior, that we have this Lord God residing in our hearts. And all these wonderful names, Yahweh Shalom, the majesty of the Lord is our peace. The Lord Sabaoth, the commander of the armies, the Lord of hosts, El Shaddai, God Almighty. Oh, Elyon, the Most High God. Sorry. Oh, geez. At least it isn't my phone ringing. if some of you remember that awful moment in the majesty of his name. This ruler, who will be celebrating shortly. This ruler whose light shines from the stable in Bethlehem. We are placed secure. And for also this, the promises of God, yes, the promises of God, find their fulfillment in this ruler. He is omnipotent. This ruler from Bethlehem, and he shall be their peace. Look at that. He shall be their peace. He is from eternity. We are secure in the strength of Jesus. And now he shall be a, what is this? My friends, what is this poor world as you look out over it, and when you see the television, the news and so on, and when you read the news and the awfulness of the news, what is this poor broken world crying out for? And you can all answer, yes. peace. Give us peace in our time. You remember that? A broken world, isn't it? Broken humanity, spirit, corruption, terrorism, greed, materialism, abuse. Oh God, even in our own nation and within even our own church. We have a broken nation. But there is for those who have found peace in Jesus Christ. As Dominic was saying last Tuesday, there's a new kingdom. There's a new kingdom. Born, there's a new kingdom. Born, came to birth on Calvary. And from there flows to us all the riches of this new kingdom. A new kingdom where the King of Peace rules. And as I'm saying, he brokered our peace on Calvary. And he says to his disciples, my peace I give unto you, give I unto you. Not as this world gives, give I unto you. That is why it gives me the greatest joy. Yes, even having to stand up before you, it gives me the greatest joy to tell of the light that shines from Bethlehem. This ruler, Jesus, offers you a new life, a new kingdom. My friends, I don't know some of you. I wonder, where is your life? Where is your life just now? For my life is hid in Christ. My life is hid in Christ. Have you got Christ in your heart? Your life is hid in him. Oh, praise God. If not, if he's not hidden in your life, where are you? Where are you in this dark world of sin? Where are you if your life is not hid in this Christ, this one whose light shines from Bethlehem? Praise God. But if not, Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ who's here in our midst today, he's looking to you. He's looking to you. Where are you? Where are you? In this world of strife. Don't you want to know this Christ in your heart? Don't you want to have this? Don't you want to be hid in Christ? Oh, I love that as well. Hid in Christ. Think of it. Jesus keeps me hidden from all the trials. The peace of God passes all understanding. Oh, come on. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And I have been with him for him. Don't know how many years. 50 odd years or something like that. And my friends, I commend him to you. If you have not already given your life to Jesus Christ, why don't you do it today? And let this hidden, let this life of yours be hid in Christ. Isn't that wonderful? And he will also change your life radically. Oh, there's the old Paul. There was the old Saul raging against the church. Then he became Paul. An astonishing change. Look at Peter. Oh, Peter was a boisterous guy. Then after that, the Spirit of God came upon him. Look at some of you. You remember. You must remember that day or that time when Jesus Christ was turning you. And you repented. Lord, come to me. Help me. You're El Shaddai. You are the Almighty One, the King of creation. You knew me before I was born. You wanted me. You shepherded me. You kept me safe from the worst of evil. You kept me safe from Satan from doing the worst, which would have destroyed my life. And slowly, slowly hedged me in till at last. Lord, come into my heart. Lord, I need you. There is trouble out there. There is trouble in alcohol. I need your help to overcome that. Sitting there, God Almighty, El Shaddai. Oh! The majesty of his name, El Shaddai, God Almighty, Elion, the Most High God. Would I lie to you? Would I lie to you about this? I testify. I have a testimony to tell. You know? You all have a testimony to tell. Oh, that one, that baby, that infant born in Bethlehem. You've all got a testimony to tell of the wonderful grace and how he's kept you in the majesty of his name. Oh. How are you today? Are you down? Are you feeling the pressures of life? We all do. Don't worry. We're not saints, you know. Sometimes the shadows come. Sometimes the clouds are there. As we've been saying, what's the title of the... I'm lost. Where am I? Oh, I don't know where the order of service is. I think it's called... Oh, here we are. Look, hope at Christmas, hope in dark days. And in these dark days, my friends, we've all been through dark days. Come on, be honest, be honest. We've all been through dark days. But in the midst of them, in the midst of them, he gives us hope. He gives us hope. What I want you to do is to turn over to the back here, right? I want you to turn that over. Just have a look at it. Read it through. And what I want you to do is to bow your heads now and say with me this prayer. Would you? Would you let us do this together? As I read, you will read it with me, O God. And let us say this prayer from our hearts. All right, let's begin. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. And now say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Lunch will be served right now. Okay, bless you.